Bumblebees are covered in hairs, and now scientists have found another reason beyond pollen collection for why they're so fuzzy. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports on a study that shows bumblebees can use that hair to sense electric fields.
Scientists used to think that perceiving natural electric fields was something that animals really only did in water. Sharks and eels can do it, for example. But Gregory Sutton wondered about electric fields in the air.
There is all the time a background electric field, and this is just generated by electrical activity in the atmosphere.
He says any plant rooted in the ground interacts with the atmosphere and generates its own weak electric field.
A 30-centimeter-high plant will generate about 30 volts equivalent of an electric field around it.
It's not something people would notice, but bumblebees do. Sutton is a biologist at the University of Bristol in the United Kingdom. A few years ago, he and some colleagues did some experiments with fake flowers.
All the experimental flowers were the same shape, the same size, the same smell. And then you put sugar water in the ones that you've put 30 volts on and normal water in the ones that you don't put any voltage on.
The bees quickly learned that the flowers with the electric fields were the sweet ones. Turn those electric fields off and the bees just foraged randomly. Now Sutton has figured out how the bees detect electric fields. His team used a laser beam to measure the small motion of hairs on the bee's body as it got close to one.
When they approach something with a small electric field, that electric field will bend the hairs on their body.
And that bending generates a nerve signal. The researchers know that because they stuck a very fine electrode wire into the nerve in the socket at the bottom of a hair.
The bumblebees can feel that hair bend and use that feeling to tell the difference between flowers.
The findings are reported in the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences.
Basically, this adds to the long list of incredible things that bees can do.
Robert Jagir studies the behavior of pollinating insects at Worcester Polytechnic Institute. He says it's unclear if bees really use electric fields in the real world to make decisions about what flowers to visit.
They have a long list of things they can use that are cues that I'd say are probably more reliable and easier to use, like color and odor.
He says for all we know, bees may use electric fields for something that has nothing to do with flowers, like navigation or communication. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.